Hello and welcome to another edition of Inside OUR, a production of the Office of Utilities Regulation. I am Gordon Brown. In this week's edition, why didn't NWC customers receive over $5 million due to them arising from breaches to the NWC guaranteed standards? Keep listening. In our Ask Donna segment, a JPS customer whose meter is locked in the secure RAMI box complains that she has no way to check on her consumption. The details after this break.
The OUR is here to regulate on the public utilities.
Contact us at 888-CALL-OUR, the Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR.
Welcome back. It's now time for our Ask Lorna segment. At a recent public education outreach meeting, one JPS customer who has a RAMI meter complained that customers in her housing scheme are unable to check on their consumption.
No meter is located on anyone's property. When I inquired about being able to use the app to track usage, they told me that the meter that is currently installed isn't able to facilitate this. I was provided with no form of solution as to how to track usage.
The RAMI system, R-A-M-I, which stands for Residential Advanced Metering Infrastructure, is a loss reduction method that prevents customers accessing their meters. Meters are placed in a secure enclosure mounted on the transformer or pole. If you have a RAMI meter, JPS is expected to provide you with a customer display unit, CDU. The CDU is a small device that, when you plug it in, can provide your electricity usage information. We recommend that customers email the utility provider requesting a CDU with the instruction manual as soon as possible. The Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR, arranges public education outreach activities with a variety of groups of utility consumers. During a recently held utility consumer empowerment session, an NWC customer sought clarification why money said to be due to NWC customers because of breaches of the guaranteed standards is not paid. The OUR's Acting Director, Consumer and Public Affairs, Elizabeth Bennett Marsh, responded.
So the guaranteed standards have been around since the early 2000s. The OUR has been at pains to publicize it as much as it can, both in the mass media as well as outreach activities such as this one. It happens to be that kind of information where you put aside because you don't really need it at the moment. That's what we have found certainly in our assessment of why people are not claiming for breaches of the guaranteed standards. You know, you hear it at one point and then you put it at the back of your mind. So when a breach occurs, it's not at the forefront of your mind, etc. So over the years, we have moved to make the guaranteed standards breaches for JPS attract what we call an automatic compensation, where prior to that, about 50% of the breaches would be claimed via filling out a claim form. So we moved to make it automatic that once a breach is identified, customers no longer have to complete that claim form. That's why you would have seen a near, if not a 100% compliance with the amount of money JPS paid out for breaches. For the NWC, we're not there yet. It's a work in progress with the NWC. So the amount that NWC has paid out on a quarterly basis, based on the reports that we get, is due to automatic payments. Those are for breaches for which there are automatic compensation. The amount not paid is because customers are not completing the relevant claim form.
Elizabeth Bennett Marsh, OUR's Acting Director, Consumer and Public Affairs. She was answering a query about the fact that large sums of money are consistently not paid to NWC customers whose accounts were affected by a breach of the water utilities guaranteed standards. To learn more about OUR's proposals for the revision of the JPS and NWC guaranteed standards schemes, visit our.org.jm. And that brings us to the end of another edition of Inside the OUR, a production of the Office of Utilities Regulation, regulating utilities for the benefit of all. Don't forget to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube page and watch our informational videos. I am Gordon Brown. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition.